From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghanistan marking a national day of mourning one day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people, wounded more than 200 others. Syed Daoud is a relative of one of the victims of the assault.
They already have given their martyrs. They already have been killed, and they're not afraid of anything after this. I think the most frightening thing is to be killed, yeah? Now we are killed, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
Saturday's attack happened during a peaceful protest rally. Thousands of people from Afghanistan's Hazara minority demonstrated, demanding changes to the route of a planned power line. The Islamic State claimed responsibility and noted on a related website the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's Hazaras, who are mostly Shiite, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against IS. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber has killed at least 11 people, happened near a checkpoint in a Shiite section of northern Baghdad today, wounding about 25 others. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. However, Islamic State has carried out similar suicide bombings in Iraq, targeting Shiites and security officers. Senior faction of South Sudan's armed opposition has moved to replace its leader, First Vice President Riek Machar, who went into hiding earlier this month for fear of being killed by supporters of his longtime rival, President Salva Kiir. Kiir and Machar fell out in 2013, just over 2 years after South Sudan gained independence, when Kiir fired the vice president after accusing him of conspiring against him. This is VOA News. German officials say an 18-year-old German-Iranian man who opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich Friday night, killing nine and wounding more than two dozen others before killing himself, was obsessed with mass shootings. Munich resident Johannes Zeckler says he was shocked by the attack and had never experienced anything like it. He said he never thought that that would happen in Munich. Investigators say the attack was not linked in any way to the recent influx of asylum seekers, which has been the topic of heated debate in Germany. Torrential rains have caused devastating flooding in much of China, leaving more than 150 dead. Scores are missing. Public anger is erupting as people contend officials did not warn them in sufficient time about the coming downpours. China's standoff with its neighbors over the South China Sea territorial dispute is expected to again be the focus of foreign ministers from the region and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gathering in Laos this week. It's the East Asia Summit and the ASEAN Regional Forum. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her choice for vice president, Senator Tim Kaine, campaigned together in Miami, Florida Saturday, sounding an optimistic message in contrast, they say, to the Republican Party convention, where many speakers warn the United States is in decline.
We are going to take on the challenges that are hurting Americans. We are going to give the middle class a raise. We are going to give tax relief to working families to help with the rising costs of raising kids. We are going to create more good jobs. We're going to make sure every child in America has the chance to live up to his or her God-given potential.
Kaine gave tribute to the 2 million Americans who serve in the military and then took issue with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and how he might perform as commander-in-chief of the military.
Nearly 2 million men and women put their lives on the line for this country as active duty, as reservists, as guard members. They deserve a commander-in-chief with the experience and the temperament to lead.
Trump had no campaign stop scheduled on Saturday. Clinton and Kaine will be officially nominated this week at the Democratic Party convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. VOA will have complete coverage. Solar Impulse 2, an aircraft powered only by the sun's rays, took off from Cairo today on what should be the last leg of its historic round-the-world trip, ending in Doha.
That's the latest world news from VOA.